Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another issue of Comic Chronicle. And as always, I am your host, Society's mutant slash metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, guys, we're taking a ride into hell itself. Because we are covering today, guys, Marvel Comics' demon himself, Ghost Rider. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, what? Like, I know, right? But, right now, like, which Ghost Rider do we cover? Do we cover Robbie Reyes, recent one on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? We'll get to that later. Do we cover Johnny Blaze? Do we cover the small ones that are in there, too? Well, I'm here to tell you, if you want your fill on Ghost Rider and you want to know more about them, and more about them, holy shit, you have came to the right episode because we're going over all of it today, ladies and gentlemen. And if that doesn't astound you, well, then I can't say enough that you're just screwed, but I got plenty of other episodes on here for you guys. Don't worry. Now, we're going straight into the information for you guys today with Ghost Rider. He was created by Gary Frederick, Roy Thomas, and Mike Plog, or Plug, whichever it is. I hope it's Plog. He first appeared in Marvel Spotlight number 5 in August 1972. Now, we're going to go over the main premise and the main kind of thing of what Ghost Rider is. Ghost Rider is... how do I put this? There's many different Ghost Riders, and each themselves are different. But those who have become Ghost Rider have the demon enter them, mostly because they made a deal with the devil. That's actually how it always happens. They made a deal with the devil, and then they have to serve him, but then they get their freedom on it, or they fight for freedom on it, and then they do their own thing. Usually how it goes, but each one's kind of different and whatnot of how they do it and their backstory and everything like that, the deal they make. And also, it gives them these fantastic abilities. We're going into that right now. Now, first off, basically imagine a skeleton wearing leather and base, and it has a skull head, of course, he's a skeleton. And he's also on fire, so he has a flaming skull. The skull has his head. And yeah, imagine that. But he also is in specifics about it today. He has regeneration, immortality, and he has the power to make any vehicle hellfire possessed. So he'll like take your motorcycle, your Harley, and he'll like the tires will catch on fire, and there'll be a demon head on there and whatnot. And it'll morph it into a hellfire possessed looking ride, no matter what it is. And he can travel between realms. He can penance stare into criminals, make them see all their crimes, and basically kills their souls, sends them to hell in a little bit. And, that's it. But each Ghost Rider looks slightly different. Say the skull might be different, what they wear will be different. That's definitely the case between Johnny Blaze and Robbie Reyes. But now we're going to get into the Riders themselves as a little segue on Riding Town. Now, first up is the classic one himself, Johnny Blaze. He is an ex-stuntman and the original Ghost Rider, and he himself rode a motorcycle. Next up we have Danny Ketch, Johnny Blaze's long-lost brother, who also rode a motorcycle. One of them short-lived Ghost Riders. Another short-lived Ghost Rider, Alejandra Jones. She was a woman who briefly had Johnny Blaze's powers, also rode a bike, and did her own shit around. And looking up right now, guys, is the one, and one you probably know of if you've been watching recent Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., is Robbie Reyes. And he's also the current Ghost Rider going on right now. And he drives, because he doesn't ride it, because it's a car. Fancy, muscle-looking car. Trust me, it is. 1969 Dodge Charger. And then he also lives in East Los Angeles. So, and he's a kid. He's kind of like a teenager kid, guy in his early 20s and shit. Sometimes late teens. And now next up for Ghost Rider in the media for you guys today. Now he's appeared in many games and cartoons already. There's been many games and cartoons. Now, as most of you probably know him as, the Ghost Rider Johnny Blaze, played by Nicolas Cage. And those are the two movies that came out by him. The first one came out Ghost Rider. Came out in February 16, 2007, also titled Ghost Rider. So you see me getting excited now, like Ghost Rider. Yeah, my childhood favorites right here. And Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, which that one came out on February 17th, 2012. And is also played by Nicolas Cage, and he played as Johnny Blaze once more. Now, there isn't any news on any new ones coming out for Ghost Rider and Johnny Blaze and whatnot, but we do also recently within the last few months here, we have had Robbie Reyes' Ghost Rider make his cinematic debut in Season 4 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he's played by Gabriel Luna, who, might I add, does a fantastic job, and Ghost Rider himself in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and special effects-wise, oh, fucking amazing, and his car, amazing, like, you, especially in the first episode, you see him and whatnot, killing all these gang members, kind of like a Punisher style. It's like, holy shit, Punisher from hell. No. It was great in there because a little detail about that for Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider for you guys. Ghost Rider interacted with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so he interacted with Inhumans. He interacted with Daisy, S.H.I.E.L.D., Coulson. Amazing. So you know what all that means? He had a kick-ass backstory, too. It wasn't just he was there and interacted. He had his backstory episodes as well, and he also kind of hinted at it. And that also introduced Johnny Blaze. I never said it was Johnny, but you know your Ghost Rider. I won't say how it's in there, but Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider's in there, ladies and gents. And he looks like Classic Skull and whatnot, too. Robbie Reyes has this fancy-looking skull, thing, like De Los Muertos sort of skull. And it made a pretty good thing for them, too, because it introduced them to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the same cinematic universe with Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Daredevil now, Luke Cage. Let's see here. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is in the Cinematic Universe. So yeah. It introduced them to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So we haven't seen anything new on Ghost Rider. It was also probably confirmed that Ghost Rider may not be making another appearance in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They left them off sort of in a way of cliffhanger-wise. They could bring back, they could not. But the call is out there. The fans have said it. Everybody wants it. Give Ghost Rider to his own show. Now, it depends what you want to put it on. You can do it on Netflix. That would be fantastic. It would be the best on Netflix, in everyone's opinion, mine included, because of how dark the character is, what he does. And he was dark for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, holy shit. Dark, guys. Dark. But give him his own Netflix show. That's all I got to say here. If you want a dark character done right, give it to Netflix. Or if you want a character done right, give it to Netflix. Netflix knows their shit. And maybe he can even be part of the Defenders, which would be beautiful. That would make him many people cry, probably including me. So that is all, guys, on that one. And they also, in case you think maybe like, well, there's no Robbie Reyes, maybe they're gonna bring in Johnny Blaze, that has also been confirmed they're not doing that either, only because of budget costs, in which I call bullshit. Well, I think you may have heard me say this before in a previous news issue on this podcast, bullshit before, and I'm going to call bullshit again, because the company that is on is ABC Television, and ABC is owned by Disney, and it's also, the TV show itself, owned by Disney, because it's owned by Marvel. Yeah, so Disney money, put your act back in there, even though Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing phenomenal, by the way. Put it back in there. Give us Ghost Rider. We all want Ghost Rider. That is the big thing on there. Ghost Rider, as you hear a little bell, Ghost Rider is what we want. We need more of him. You could even do Ghost Rider crossovers with the Defenders and whatnot. That would be pretty good. That would be pretty good too. But guys, we can go all day on speculation for the man in red, and the man in black, and the flaming redhead, as you might say. So, thank you guys for staying tuned for this coverage, a little quick coverage episode on Ghost Rider. So you get your little facts in there about Ghost Rider. Know you're deep into facts, and it's like one of these other short coverage episodes. I give you guys the information on them, give you the details, give you some characters and whatnot, so you go on your own, choose the stories. I'm not going to tell you which story to read of a certain character. Like, I'll tell you stories that you should read, but overall character wise there's too many good ones over the years to say too many good ones. I just want to let you guys go out on your own. Be free, my children. Be free. Go to your local comic book store. Buy them online for all that. But I'd rather go to your local comic book store and support them. But go ahead. Get those books. Read them on Ghost Rider. You have plenty of choices for Ghost Rider. At least Johnny Blaze and Robbie Reyes. I mean, Robbie Reyes has a current series and then also has a sort of newer series before, but they rebooted it with Marvel Now. And he is on issue number 2, but maybe number 3 would already, by the time this is out, maybe you listen to it, number 3 might already be out. Who knows? So, check them out, guys. Check them all out. Ghost Rider is well worth your time. So, Thank you guys, as always. And if you want any more if you want to give me any recommendations for anything you want me to cover or talk about on the podcast, let me know. And if you want to also give me a review, let me know on that too. Go to bed at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. And also, guys, subscribe so you get alerts for when we put on new coverage episodes and give out the weekly news and comics report. So thank you guys, as always. Stay tuned for more. And, as always, stay classy, writers.